There are many reasons to visit the French Caribbean island of Martinique, which is also known as the Isle of Flowers and the rum capital of the world. Located at the heart of the Caribbean archipelago, this overseas region of France is 50 miles long and 24 miles wide. Martinique offers 425 square miles of rugged mountainous landscapes crowned by the towering Mont Pelée volcano, dense tropical forests, rivers, waterfalls, rolling hills, and most importantly, the pristine waters of its many unspoiled beaches, magnificent bays, and charming coves. In the past years, Martinique has been named top Caribbean island for delectable dining by Caribbean Travel and Life and best Caribbean destination by About.com. But most recently, this island with a French flair has gotten the recognition it deserves. Among several accolades received in 2015, Martinique was named the number one must-visit place in the Caribbean by the Caribbean Journal and ranked among the top five best romantic islands in the Caribbean by USA Today. The most exciting news is the new non-stop seasonal flights provided by Norwegian Air Shuttle starting December 3, 2015, from New York, Boston, and Baltimore. It's the first time in 20 years that Martinique will be directly accessible from the Northeast. The award-winning low-cost airlines is offering introductory fares as low as $69 one way. More good news includes expanded service from Miami to Fort-de-France, from four times weekly to every day except Wednesdays by American Airlines starting December 17th. The island boasts a remarkable cultural heritage, including the poignant and powerful Anse-Cafard Slave Memorial and the Slave Savannah in Trois-Îlets. Also in Trois-Îlets, the Musée de la Pagerie resides in the restored portion of the home where Empress Josephine, Napoleon's first wife, was born and raised. There are many towns and villages that are a testament to Martinique's past. Fort-de-France, the island's capital, has magnificent architectural legacies like the Schœlcher Library, named for the famous abolitionist Victor Schœlcher. Then there's Saint-Pierre, known as the Little Pompeii, a town rich in history that has also become Martinique's most vibrant contemporary arts center. Whatever the interest, one must not forget that Martinique is a foodie's delight. Top chefs shop at the Grand Marché Couvert, the capital's covered market. It's teeming with lively and colorful vendors, offering lively and colorful foods and spices. The market's fresh and organic produce finds its way into the French classic and French Creole dishes of the island's finest restaurants and sinful bistros alike. Visitors should also keep a ready eye for a shopping adventure. Fort-de-France is a center for elegant boutiques carrying Parisian fashion, jewelry, porcelain, perfumes, and other goods. And for all things Creole, the Grand Marché Couvert is the place to go. Like savvy chefs, shoppers can stock up on island spices and superior rums, but they will also find beautifully handcrafted items like bowls called cui, traditional straw hats known as bakwa, and traditionally dressed Creole dolls. Not only is flying to Martinique very affordable, but the island also offers a variety of accommodations suited to every budget. The island's offerings of villa rentals is expanding from elegant hilltop properties to toes-in-the-water cottages. Newcomers include luxurious villas such as the oceanfront Domaine des Fonds Blancs in Le François, offering a personal chef and butler upon request, and the full-room Alice Bay with its own private movie theater. New hotels are lined up for 2016, including Le Simon Hotel in Fort-de-France, a four-star, 94-room hotel that will open in the spring. With spectacular natural settings, pristine waters, exciting activities, delectable food, and remarkable people and heritage, Martinique is truly magnifique!